USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Biden administration says the president is open to negotiating with Republicans about their slimmed-down infrastructure package. Senate Republicans say they want to spend about $500 billion in upgrading the nation's roads, bridges, and railways. They say President Biden's $2.2 trillion infrastructure plan is too much. He said the GOP proposal was a good faith effort. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the president is open to discussing the details.
You should all expect the president to invite members to the White House soon after the joint session address.
Infrastructure is likely to be one of the main topics during President Biden's address to Congress next week. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones fell 321 points as markets reversed early gains following reports that President Biden is set to introduce a capital gains tax hike for wealthy Americans. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Health officials in Oregon have announced that the CDC is investigating the death of a woman who developed blood clots after she was immunized with the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. The Oregon Health Authority said in a statement it learned about the death on Tuesday, just 2 days after the CDC was notified about the case from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Federal authorities stopped administering the one-shot vaccine April 13th after six women reported clotting issues. Health officials said the unnamed woman in her 50s died just a week after receiving the J&J shot prior to the pause. Meanwhile, in Texas, health officials announced that another woman had been hospitalized with symptoms similar to blood clotting that materialized following receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The Supreme Court has rejected an effort to challenge life sentences for juveniles. Six conservative judges saying such a finding was not needed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As it turns out, there's a new way to get cheaper prescription drugs, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Covering the cost of health care is a challenge for many Americans, even those who have health insurance. Once someone is able to receive care, paying for any prescriptions is a whole other hurdle to get over. The high cost of prescription medication has been an issue and political talking point in recent years, especially considering pharmaceutical companies are some of the most profitable companies in America. When you go to buy a prescription at a pharmacy, you're not only paying what the manufacturer sells the drug for, but also any markup the pharmacy adds on top of that. ScriptCo is changing that. Instead of marking up the price of prescriptions to make a profit, ScriptCo is going the way of Netflix and offering a yearly membership. Co-founder of ScriptCo, Zach Zeller, tells NBC's Today Show,
"The hardest thing in healthcare is no one pays the same price for the same thing. You could have 10 people walk into a pharmacy and get the exact same medication and pay 10 different prices."
And as far as how ScriptCo makes money?
So our money and our revenue comes solely from the membership.
ScriptCo costs $140 a year or $50 for 3 months. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Look for us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.